this show. You got the show. It's a special spring FUI special. Out of quarantine now. We back getting back to something. We're on the way getting back to. We get back to something. Whatever it is, I don't know, but I know one thing. I got my main man, my tag team partner, the one and only Hollywood Alec. What's up, brother?
Yes, indeed. Man, we're back in the house, you know, doing what we do. You understand? You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Shoot, we got the FURs. We got material. We got the news. We got it all, brother. And I'm telling you, we're back. We're back with a vengeance for this show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give it to the FURs raw and uncut. That's what we do. So, hey, you already know what time it is, man. We're going to get into it. It's going to be funny. It's going to be a stone cold groove. That's how we do, man. It's the Boss Man in Hollywood show, man. It's going down right now.
Yes, indeed. We got material for you in hour one. And in hour two, we have some emails, bro. These are some of the longest emails I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, man. They better come correct. I know that. I'm not going to get a wish, but, you know. I mean, I can dream, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm almost dreading what I'm about to read in the first place. I'm telling you, man.
Exactly.
It's horrible.
Horrendous. Horrendous. We got more material for you. Hollywood has material right now. I'll let Hollywood get through the first story, and we'll be checking the emails and responses as we go in the live stream, brother.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, man, if y'all ready for the material, you know what I'm saying, we're going to keep it moving right into it. Okay, excuse me. Ohio woman arrested after hitting Walmart shopper in the face with a 10-pound log of meat.
God.
Now, something tells me that might not have been the first time.
Exactly.
First of all, a 10-pound log of meat, like, that's, like, really heavy. It probably knocked her wig off. Man, that is unbelievable. Okay. A California man charged with trying to kill wife with a butcher knife on the field during Sunday's flag football game. What? But what did she do?
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I mean, there's only so many things. It's not like, maybe he pulled a Peg Bundy and... maybe she went shopping and blew the man's check. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if it's that crucial. But during the Suns football game. It's something that had to have happened at the game.
Maybe it was her gas. She could have been gassy after she's eating some nasty Taco Bell. Or, you know,
maybe.
She could have been having eyes on somebody else's hubby or boothanger baby daddy.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking that, you know, maybe she was filling up the total stranger sitting on the left of her. And he caught wind of it on the side eye, you know what I'm saying? And he busted Michael Myers on the field. Who knows? But anyway, now this right here is kind of, it's kind of special to me, you know, because, well, first let me read. Okay. Florida man and his family's church ordered forfeiture of $8.4 million in fraudulent PPP loan. I'll read that again. Florida man and his family's church ordered forfeiture of $8.4 million in fraudulent PPP loan. The reason I'm saying that is simply because, brother, they have so many people right in this small shithole town of Opelousas, Louisiana, who have basically abused those PPP loans. And I'm here to let you know that you're going to jail.
Yes, you are.
Okay? Because these people, the government is not playing about their money. Have you all ever seen what they do to students whose student loans are in default?
Exactly.
You understand? Let me fill you in. Okay? These government loans, not grants. You understand? More than likely, you know, as soon as your loan goes into default, that means they can take any source of income. When you get your taxes, they will wipe your taxes out. I mean, clean out of your bank account before it even get a chance to hit. You know what I'm saying? You'll think that you're going to withdraw some hundreds because you know what I'm saying? You got an alert that said your funding was sent or whatever. And before you even get there, thinking that you're going to go and ball, you have fumes in your bank account because the government done took your money. They done got it. You know what I'm saying? So these people are serious about their money. And they have all kinds of people out here. Dude, let me tell you something. They have a website where you can actually look up the people out here who took out those PPP loans, and you can see how much money they spent. First, they put their name. Then they put their address. Yeah! Then they put their address. Then they put how much money they borrowed in the business that they borrowed it for. And I'm here to let you know, most of those businesses that they had listed are non-existent. You're going to jail. I'm talking about $25,000, $50,000. You know, they didn't went and spent it all on food, wigs, jewels, car, whatever. You understand? Candy, whatever. You understand? And they got to pay them loans back. And now they tripping out because they have to pay the loan back. It's a loan. What part of loan did you not understand?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, dude. $105,000 for a business that does not exist. And you mean to tell me? So you're going to get this money, and you're not going to create a business out of thin air? You're just going to ball till you fall. You're just going to go to Houston and slab and sip syrup and smoke all the weed you can smoke, and you ain't even thinking about a business. You're going to jail. That's where you're going. All right, moving on.
And you'll be on this report, too, when we have a special.
Huh?
And you'll be on this show when we have a special. When we report on your stupidity.
I'm trying to tell you, man. It's all those disheartening. Like, y'all felt, I can't believe that people fell for that. It was almost like a trap. Like when you take a handful of cheese, you understand? You know you got mice. You're going to take a handful of cheese. You're going to throw it in the middle of your kitchen floor. You're going to turn the lights off, and you're going straight to bed. You ain't got no, you know what I'm saying? You ain't laid nothing down. And they just knew. They didn't even need a trap. They just knew. We're going to throw this out there. You understand? We're going to make it available and attainable. You understand? And just watch. Watch how this goes down.
I know a dude who has a Lamborghini who I know broke as a joke and in the project. But he got a Lambo.
You see what I'm saying? It's shit like that. You know he gonna get found out. How you chilling in the Jackson? You got a whole Lambo. Really? Man, you're... Dude, and that's gonna be my new. Look, bro, that's gonna be my new stuff. You're going to jail. you're going to jail.
Exactly.
That's it. You're going to jail. You know what I'm saying? Woo! Man. All right. Black ink buffoonery. Caesar holds press conference addressing his alleged bitter baby mama. There's always a baby mama trying to tear most black men down.
That quote's funny as hell.
Oh, God.
That's like the go-to deflection. That's like the go-to deflection for most pitiful Negroes.
Oh,
you know
God.
What I'm saying? Like, I don't know, bro. Yeah. That was Deflection City.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, this is like kind of near my neck of the woods. Illinois cops. Oh, God. Illinois cops mistake man's urn filled with his daughter's ashes for drugs.
Doing the most.
I'm just trying to figure out who puts drugs in an urn. A messed out Undertaker?
Exactly.
I mean, who does that? Why would you think there was drugs in this urn? Like, why? How? How does that happen?
Exactly.
I don't understand. I don't dig. But hey, this is the world we live in. You know what I'm saying? Wow, that was a lot of noise. So anyway. Dirty
Game. We live in the FUI world. So we live in the FUI world. That's why it's FUI world.
You understand? Dirty Game. Here it go. KK Cowardly. KK Conservative Soup Cookies at UNC Chapel Hill renege on offering Nicole Hannah-Jones a tenured position over 1619 Project controversy. Now, I heard what was going on with this 1619 Project. I kind of seen some information on it, but I'm not, like, really, you know what I'm saying? Do you know anything, like, further concerning anything?
Yes, this is what's going on in Hollywood, D-L-I-F-U-I. I think white conservatives and white liberals don't want to hear the truth. And
of course.
The Nicole Hannah-Jones Project tells the real story, not his story. They want
right.
to whitewash history. And
of course.
Nicole Hannah-Jones, a graduate of UNC Chapel Hill, the Tar Heels, been on staff for years. The
yeah.
Board of Trustees, who are great conservatives and do not want her tenured on staff because of her project exposing the truth about America's dark history, how it was built on the back of black people from Africa.
Of course.
The ugly truth that went out there in her connection project, the details in from that whole situation, it, they don't teach us in their public schools. They try to
they never will.
From us. So, in an attempt to keep the truth from seeing the light of day, and having her having a platform as being tenured at UNC Chapel Hill, her alma mater, they succumb to the pressure of the white conservatives in North Carolina and conservative donors of North Carolina and said no to her tenure. And I hope people call and give the pressure on the board trustees and make them give her tenure. She deserves it. Quit being racist. Quit running from history. Quit being in a state of denial. Because this is real life, people. Quit denying history. Please. It's not a good look for you. But denying history is the same reason why they attacked the Capitol on 1-6 with left a lot of us dead. Same reason why they wanted to discuss critical race theory. Same reason why they want us to suppress the votes. Same reason why they don't want us to have any kind of rights whatsoever. You know.
Exactly.
It all goes hand in hand, brother. That's what it's all
yep.
about.
I couldn't have said that better myself. You know what I'm saying? They say that Lucifer is the father of lies. You understand? And I see that when they're speaking their narrative, they can add. And I see people like that on Facebook every day. You know what I'm saying? In it's like constant deflections and lies. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like consistent deflections, lies, and the hypocrisy is just absolutely unreal. The denial is absolutely mind-boggling. You know what I'm saying? As it is. You understand? And now you're trying to get our children to take into their mind, their young impressionable mind, that we gave ourselves over? Like, is this a joke?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they say facts are facts, correct? Unless it's them spinning their narrative. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Like, I've never been able to understand that and how people can't process that in their feeble little minds. You know what I'm saying? This thing is real. It's real. Nobody's trying to be a victim. And that's what I hear. Stop being a victim. Who wants to be victimized? You know what I'm saying? Who wants to be a victim?
Exactly. And if white people are being killed by the police, then they'll be up in arms. Because it affects them.
Right.
Like this whole Black Lives Matter protest, and guess what? Yesterday, watching the George Floyd coverage, I learned that white folks support Black Lives Matter in the protest and the police brutality fight has lower than before George Floyd. So what tell me is,
right,
it was a fad. They got sick and tired of hearing it. They didn't want to confront the issue, you know. And I say this all the time to my white friends. You all live in the 51st state. Stay in denial about what happened in this country. And understand something. You look at stuff from a white lens. Because you would, because you're white. You have a privilege I don't have. I'm telling you my experiences as a black man in America. You might not understand it. I just want you to listen and hear me out. Let me break it down for you. Don't stop me like I'm a gnat to say this ain't happening. Or tell me to pray about it. Because the same prayer you're talking about is what the slave owners used to keep the slaves in control as a proxy. Oh, if you don't read this Bible, if you don't do this, you're going to die and go to hell. That's why when people who learned it, the church was used as a tool to control, still is used as a tool to control. There's some people moved away from the church and became more spiritual.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
All of Christianity and Judaism and the Nation of Islam started wearing out of African spirituality. Amun. Amen. Amun. Just do some this history. Give me your breadcrumb, people. Read up on Amun. Where you get Amen from now.
Amen from. Exactly. And why we say that at the end of a prayer, or why God is referred to as Amen Ra.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But people like to have their brains tickled. You know what I'm saying? Because people are lazy. You know, they don't like to research for themselves. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of white people out there, they're, because of their boiling hatred, you know what I'm saying? It might not always come across on the outside. Even some of the most pleasant of white folks out there harbor something. It's almost like it's just, and I see this daily, especially living here. You know what I'm saying? Where a lot of them use an opportunity to kind of get it out. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do it subtly. It's like they're living in this dream world. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a matrix. You understand? Like they had this matrix, this dream world that they were living in. You know what I'm saying? When, you know, and then they had people who were living in the real world. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. It's just kind of, it's hard to grasp that in this time, we're still struggling with the same crap we've been struggling with forever. And the only thing that we can get offered is deflection. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do crime, if you don't run for police, if you don't, you know what I'm saying? It is utterly preposterous. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll see a video of this white guy getting stopped by police, totally resisting arrest, and then killing the two officers and jogging off. And then they say, oh, he has a problem. Are we not seeing, you understand?
It's so angry. Hollywood's so angry, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I cut off this white guy that I was friends with for a good long while.
Right.
He told me the politics only can't change nothing. You need to pray about it, and, you know, you should read Romans 8, and I'm like, so you're supposed to tell me, forget you having to worry about looking off your shoulder while every time you drive, and racism. Just pray about it. It'll be okay. No, because hey, if that's the case, why are we still getting killed by the police? If praying about it, don't stop it. It takes you using your whiteness, your being white, and using your platform as a white man with a show and saying, hey, talking about black brothers and sisters is wrong. We got to help our black brothers and sisters. Use your privilege. Use your whiteness for good. What do you tell me? Pray about it. Politics can't change it. I said, as a white man, you can say that because guess what? As a white man, you're good no matter what. But every election, my ass on the line. Because conservative evangelicals who are in the White Nationalist Party, I call it GOP. Because see, white nationalism was first in the Democratic Party. Then it switched over to the Republican Party after the Civil Rights Act. So the White Nationalist Party is now the Republican Party. See, white nationalism will switch with your sides. We'll have it works, right? So.
Right.
Everything, where you go to school at, your property's tax assessor, your trustee, the roads, the state income tax, you know, your food tax, the bills that pass by the legislature, all that's politics. The birth certificate, politics. Death certificate, politics. The diploma, politics. So, when I hear politics, now it's not important. Every realm of your life, the title to your car insurance, politics.
Period.
So, when I hear that, I'm like, you don't know civic, do you? And to the people like Dr. Umar Johnson who say, we need to hold the black vote, we need to take, okay. Holding the black vote got us Donald Trump. When people wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. See, I'm no fool. I'm not a Democrat, no Republican. I'm black.
Right.
And I vote black interest versus white nationalism. Quoting the book from Ron Walsh, that book. Get on Amazon. Black interest versus white nationalism. That's how I vote. And there's two sides. And you got to choose the side that's more likely to hear you out. That's not like he hear you out at all.
Period.
So, when people all say that Candace always makes sense, I'm like, you're already shot. Candace always makes sense. She's a dumbass grifter. So for me, I'm like, people, quit being stuck on stupid. I'd rather have a Hillary Clinton or a Joe Biden judge on the Supreme Court rather than a Trump judge on the Supreme Court. Because they're going after Roe v. Wade now.
Women's
right to choose. They're going after your health care, Obamacare. So the vote for voter suppression laws. See, we be stupid. We can't get nothing done. Well, you use your right. You not use your voice. Because people who want reparations, okay, you need 218 in the House. The Senate needs 60 in the Senate. And the president signed it. So if you don't vote, you're not going to get that.
Period.
So you can't say you want this if you don't go through the process.
Right.
And so to my black and white friends and Latinos and Asians who say, my vote doesn't matter, voting politics don't matter. Every effort of your life, even down to the check you get, that's what politics.
From top to bottom. From top to bottom. Money trails included. And you know, money trails saturate politics. So, man, holy crap. I don't know, man. It just trips. I don't know. It just trips me out. You know what I'm saying? How? I mean, he can easily tell you to pray, but what is he gonna do? It wasn't even like I'm praying for you.
Yeah. You pray about
nigga,
it.
You don't need to pray about it. In other words, you're on your own. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because this is something I don't have to worry about.
Because I live in my little white suburb in a bubble. In my white.
You understand?
Go to my white church and pray to white Jesus. And
you understand? And I mean, like it flips. It kind of flips. Here's what flips my wig. Like these cats really believe that white privilege means that they were born with a silver spoon. I was born with a silver spoon. It's like I was born. Where's the white privilege? Because I was born rich. I worked all my life. That's not what we're talking about.
It's not. It's more way deeper than that.
Way. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel scared every time you get in your car when you hit the street? I promise you, you don't. Because you drive like you own the damn road. And as a matter of fact, you own the damn road.
Exactly.
Don't let it go ahead. I'm just saying. You know what
like,
I'm saying?
Like, I was just saying, this is a Sunday. You know, I started sweating bullets on Sunday. I had a car behind
Dude.
Me Sunday. I made a left turn in the window. He was behind me. I'm like, you trying to start something? But look, he's ordering some food behind me. That was it. But I'm like, damn.
But it's enough to set off a panic attack.
See, as a white person, you don't have to worry about that.
Never.
I'm thinking that it's today my day. Like, I said, our moon, bless me, our moon, sorry, I'm getting outdone. Please forgive me, bless my soul. I'm going through all this in line at Wendy's, man, because I got a dude behind me.
Unbelievable.
But, I said, I pray about it, right? It's going to go away, right? I pray about it. Politics don't matter. It don't change nothing. I said, pray about it. Read Romans 8. Okay.
Lord have mercy. All right, man, we moving on.
Yes.
Wow. Where the hell was I at? Anyway, okay. Crime. I mean, we went to the bottom of the ocean with that one, but it has to be said.
Yes.
Gee. I mean, enough is enough already. Wow. Okay. 7 deuces are found in Connecticut Amazon warehouse construction site.
There we go. Please pray about it, Hollywood. Pray about it. Read Romans 8 and be all right.
You understand? No, duh. Well, you know, it's being considered. It's being considered a hate crime. I mean, police suspect hate crime. Like, they haven't figured this out already. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but 7 news. Okay. Incredible seed spreader. Oh, Lord. Cannon allegedly knocked up a 4th baby mama. Fans think former Wild N Out model is expecting his 7th seed?
Yeah.
That dude got 7
kids. 7, brother. He got 7 on it. He's strong as can be. He got 7 on it. 7 up, Nick.
This dude crazy, man. This dude is crazy.
My man lived out in the ocean with a high life jacket, obviously.
Man, I knew Mariah did something to that dude. Now he's trying to repopulate the damn earth. Looking like one of Abraham's sons. This off, man. Yeah, man, whatever. Okay. What is this? Okay, flagrantly foul. Malik Beasley issues awkward Instagram apology to Montana Yao after months of double dribbling Larsa's cougar cake.
Oh, God.
What? Like, I'm lost. Like, what the hell was this? What the heck is going on?
Yes.
Dude, I'm freaking through. Like, that threw me all the way to the left. Like, after... after months of double dribbling Larsa's Cougar kid.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's real right there. This is really... Man, what the heck is this about? Like, I'm lost.
Yes,
for real.
Malik Beasley.
Like, maybe I haven't been keeping
up with... Wolves. yeah.
Okay.
He was called tribute to Larsa Pippen, who was this guy, Scottie Pippen's, whatever she is to him, I guess wife. And Malik Beasley's like 20-something years old. She's like, how old? And she getting herself straight at the strip just for the rings by my man Malik Beasley, who then got caught up on a felony weapons and drug case. He had to do house arrest for the summer because they gave him some house arrest for his little incident in Minnesota. So, yeah, Malik Beasley, he's an FUI. But he, just like somebody else we know in the NBA, we won't mention.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that kind of sounds like him. Unfreaking believable. Oh, my God. Sock potato. Here we go. Montana Yow. Ethers Larsa pass around Pippen. Escorting message accusing her of trying to trap Malik Beasley. Man, somebody's down with the business.
Exactly.
Somebody wants to fight.
Exactly.
I'm almost embarrassed saying that crap. But anyway.
Somebody want to be a tag team cousin of us.
Man, how you do that? How do you name a whole song tag team cousin?
Exactly.
I'm lost. I'm embarrassed. Anyway. Trolling Tristan Thompson. God. Woman alleging NBA player fathered her son taunts him on Instagram after judge denies a $100,000 payout.
He's back again. That guy.
I mean, this is just really stop. S-T-O-P. Stop. Now, here we go. Dressing while black. Oh, God. NBA All-Star Dominique Wilkins accuses Atlanta restaurant of racism for turning him away. How do you turn away Dominique Wilkins in Atlanta?
I think we talked earlier. Whiteness.
I'm just saying. Like, even if you're white, how are you in Atlanta and you do not know, either you don't know, don't show, or don't care who Dominique Wilkins is? How? That is blasphemy. It's blasphemy. Like, we were in Chicago, and Dominique Wilkins is, like, one of our heroes. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. Like, I think I'm about to look that up in a minute.
It happened in Buckhead. No, they only want us in Buckhead. To be real with you.
Yeah.
They have a dress code there, supposedly, which is another way to keep you out. They can subjectively decide whether you can get in or you can't get in.
I mean, this is Dominique Wilkins. Oh, like, you should see the way I'm doing my hands right now. I'm just
in Atlanta, of all places.
Right.
The man, a statue outside of the arena here. A statue.
Dude.
The man made the Atlanta Hawks
that
relevant.
Yes.
The man jersey is still sold by the Atlanta Hawks. He's been retired for how many years from the Hawks? About
years,
like 27 years, 27 years ago, maybe? He left the Hawks?
Yes. Like, to me, that's just, it's just, it's a slap in the face. Like, it's just a bad look for the Atlanta. It's bad. Whatever restaurant this is bad for you all.
Well, Houston's at that way. A lot of these Buckhead places don't want us in Buckhead. Lynn Small, Phil Small, they don't want us in Buckhead. They want us to not be nowhere near them.
Redlining.
And Atlanta's also bad. Was bad look because we was having fools put gas in damn plastic bags. And causing explosions in their cars.
What?
Putting gas in Lowe's and Home Depot paint buckets. Putting gas in Rubbermaid clothes containers. Like, what are we doing, people? Putting gas in Family Dollar Kool-Aid pitchers. You think we're going to backfire on you?
Are you serious?
You know when we had the gas orders here the other week? Oh, yeah. It was.
Dude, I was kind of seeing that like on Facebook. Yeah, and it was like people were putting gas in basically anything they could
find, bro.
Pretty much.
Gatorade coolers.
And you know what's the bad part? You know, sad. It's almost as if, you know what I'm saying? Like the media. Our government is like and I'm not trying to bring up any conspiracy theories. I mean, I can see that it's fact by just looking at articles, by just reading and seeing what people are doing. You know what I'm saying? But it's almost as if they, you know, it's like a perpetual state of panic just to see what people are going to do and the lengths that people are would go through. To make a fool out of themselves, which is basically what they want.
I never thought I would see people putting gas in a plastic bag, knowing the gas on each plastic bag up. Like, that's common sense.
It's just unfreaking believable.
Like, things I see most of my mind, and just think. Think we was a weekly show again. How much material we would have weekly just dumb shit that we see and hear every day.
I mean, it wouldn't take long.
We had a bunch of material back in the early 2010s every week. It's only worse now.
Dude, it's far worse. You know, I mean, people talk about people, you know, especially in Hollywood, they talk about, like, you know, the zombie apocalypse. We see all this movies and programs concerning the zombie apocalypse, and it's like it's a metaphor. You know what I'm saying? It's a metaphor for the common FUI. It has to be. Because there's so many. There's hordes upon hordes. Hordes upon hordes of zombified cattle. And there was a time back then when, you know, I was making my way into my little career, whatever, you know what I mean? And we would report on this every week, just like you said. And I'm talking about sometimes we would do 3-hour shows. And material came easy. Because there was, I mean, if you wanted to find a story about an FUI, I mean, all you had to do was just walk out your door. I'm sure if you look to the left or the right, you understand, you're going to see something.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't have to go that far. We could just look on our phone.
And the material kept coming. Right during the show, it'll come in. Live. During the show, material will come in. Like for this show. The material, we're not gonna get to all of it because we're me and Hollywood freestyle. But still, I found that material in one day.
Yeah, still.
I spent yesterday looking for material. And I didn't send to Hollywood everything I had.
Right.
Because Hollywood, I'll right. tell you, I found 13 pages of old material yesterday. That's embarrassing.
We shouldn't even have that, Ben. But we
That's
do.
That's the embarrassing part about it. That
right. I'm just saying, like, you know, in a perfect world, we'd have, like, maybe 2 pages. And that's in a perfect world. That's in a world without flaws. 2 pages.
13 in one day?
But, you know, in one day. In one day. Brother, look, I don't know. Okay, all right. Florida influencer, here we go. Florida influencer arrested for stealing identities to secure $100,000 PPP loan to flex on Instagram. You're going to
yes.
jail. You're going to jail. That's all I have to say about that. You know you're going to jail. And to flex on Instagram, really? That's what they're
yes.
doing now? Securing these loans and flexing yes. on Instagram. Like you're not going to get found out and go straight to
yes.
jail.
Yes.
You're yes. going to jail. Yes. That's where you're going.
Yes. Folks, programming note, folks, we're going to, they tell me we get to go to, we got 5 minutes to go in this segment. We're going to take a segment and come back. 10 past the next hour, okay? Just telling you what they're telling me. I'm trying to make it 5 past. Just tell you what they're telling me. So, Hollywood, 5 minutes to go. So, we're going to do a couple more stories and wrap up the material, then we jump into the videos.
All right, I'm going to try to go through these so people can understand it. We're not going to dialogue because we'll be here tonight. All right, legislative lie. Critical race theory banned in 3 conservative states. So fragile, white students won't be taught truth about their ancestors. We just talked about that. Sorcery sentencing. Woman gets 15 years for executing serial bank robberies to finance knifing her face up.
You're going to jail, obviously.
My thoughts is that you're going straight to jail. GTFOHWTBS. Got it? Online store, Shine apologizes, my bad, for selling phone case with handcuffed black man
See,
outlined in chalk.
Just pray about it, right? Read Romans 8, right?
You understand? Right in your face. You know what I'm saying? Might as well have been, I mean, just go ahead and put a mammy there. You know what I'm saying? Put the, sell Al Jolson records. Anyway, where was I at? Okay, I got lost. Okay. Florida man arrested after taking taxi to rob local bank for $83,000, then taking the taxi back home. You're going to jail.
Yes.
28-year-old Florida woman arrested for posing as a high schooler to speak on campus and promote Instagram page. What?
You deserve to be in jail.
Oh, dude, you deserve to be under the jail. Because you are an FBI. That's just what you are. Yes. Y'all can't be serious. Texas House votes to pull fame from sports teams who don't play the national anthem. I'm too through. Now, that speaks volumes.
White privilege. Right. Your national anthem. Not mine. It's really a hymn. It's really a hymn. Look at what's it really. It's really a hymn. But,
dude, we're talking about a song.
Forced patriotism is a form of racism as well. I would just want you to say that. The same way you talk about, oh, I don't want to see nobody kneeling. I'm only forced to stand for your stupid song. Especially when the third verse say that you will kill me. Sing your third verse. Be a man about it. Sing your third verse. Do it. Please sing it. Don't cut out verse 3 singing.
And then tell me. Unbelievable. Why did they cut it out? Just like I was telling this fool about this, the dude that got beat up by the police.
Green? Yeah, Ronald Green.
What's his name? Ronald Green. Okay. Well, if you're not running from the police like an idiot, Blase Skippy, first of all, that doesn't justify that getting killed.
No.
Second of all, if they're so righteous, why did they have to lie about it then? That's because they was up to no good from the very get-go.
Yeah, they're right.
You understand? But you want to deflect. All right.
I meant to go, Hollywood. We wrap up this segment here.
Cheetah Girls, Adrian Allen doesn't see a problem with Portia Williams' plan to marry her co-worker's estranged husband. Okay, how many records did the Cheetah Girls sell?
I can't say that, brother. Can't say.
That's crickets, but I really wanted to know the answer to that question.
Hey, folks. Unfortunately, tell me we got to come at 10 past the hour. I don't know why you're telling me that. Fine. So we go from 10 past the hour, we come back. You got an hour of emails. I'm going to say something I don't really should say, but email the show at info@bossmanshow.com. And if we have time on the back end, maybe not. If we do, you send an email now, and it's halfway decent as best as it can be. I may send it to Hollywood, he may read it, okay? So, info@bossmanshow.com. We will holler at you on the other side at 10 past the hour per live stream. So, folks, stick and stay. Boss of Hollywood Show, we'll be back at you. Specials here, keep emails up next. We out of here.
And if you don't know, now you know.